on. Our government has a massive nuclear arsenal which could kill over 300 million people. Iran has no nuclear arsenal. It has a nuclear power program. As Mohammed El-Baradei said, there is no evidence that Iran is pursuing a nuclear weapons program. Yet our government, together with the United States administration, is pursuing a path of escalation towards war on Iran. It will be, if it is allowed to happen, another preemptive war, another war for regime change. And we must work together to prevent that war. Our next speaker, Rouna Behshahi, is representing Campaign Iran, so active to prevent that terrible war.
The non-existent evidence, the demonization of an entire nation. I'm here today with other members of the Iranian community to say loud and clear that the Iranian people are against the war on Iran. We're against sanctions that left 500,000 dead Iraqi children. We're here all from different backgrounds, all from different political perspectives. We all share values and respect for human rights, but the best way to achieve that is solidarity with the active women and students and workers. It is not by bombing them. The UN nuclear watchdog has told us that there is no evidence of a weapons program, a nuclear weapons program in Iran. This government is in desperate need of some moral redemption. It now has an opportunity to stand up and oppose a war on Iran. Yes! An attack that will most certainly lead to 100,000 more deaths. We've all come out here in the streets today to say that loud and clear that we want this government to do that. We do not want an attack on Iran. We want it to stop making war and stop making war machines like Trident and pursuing nuclear proliferation, which does not set a good example. With our community, we're with Campaign Iran, we're doing our bit. If you want to join us or support us, look out for the postcards. You can go on our website, campaigniran.org, and you can add your voices to all the different Iranian voices out there. In conclusion, no sanctions, no war on Iran. Let's start building peace. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.